Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
This podcast is sponsored by Monarch Money. Are you saving to reach your financial goals? Reaching those goals isn't just about getting more money, but by managing what you have. And the best way to manage your money? Monarch Money. Monarch Money is a new kind of finance app that's intuitive, powerful, ad-free, and takes the headaches out of budgeting. Try it free when you go to monarchmoney.com/podcast. Monarch puts all your accounts, investments, transactions, and finances at your fingertips. With a complete view of your finances, you'll gain insights on your spending and find new ways to save. Plus, Monarch lets you customize your dashboard, collaborate with your partner, set custom budgets and goals, and track your progress toward them. See why Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it, and why the Wall Street Journal named Monarch Money the best budgeting app overall. Get a 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/podcast. That's monarchmoney.com/podcast for your free trial. monarchmoney.com/podcast.
Hello and welcome to Girl on Fire podcast on the Believe Network, New York's number one podcast network for personal growth. This is your host, Kirsten Franklin. So on this week's episode, I'm coming back and I wanted to talk to you about something sort of linking on to what I talked about the last time I was on. And this really goes from the last episode, talking about how we look outside of ourselves to determine if we're doing it right, if we should be happy, if we are fulfilled, and all of that, and talking about that internal journey and change that needs to occur for us to actually really be happy, right? Because it comes from within, and really what those changes are that I'm talking about, you know. And a really simple thing to do is to look around yourself, and if there is something you don't like, change it. But here's the thing, only you can. And for those of you who know this saying, kind of like, no matter where you go, there you are. Well, that's it. If you think about the things that you do not like, then understand how you created or kept them and what that really means to you, because you can't change until you really take the time to dig deep and really understand yourself, right? All that self-development stuff that everybody thinks might be a bunch of hooey, it does matter. And it matters, you know, at least in the sense that I'm going to be talking about with respect to, you know, productivity and things, because I keep getting asked a lot about productivity, especially in this time of COVID, you know. And I had talked about that as well, about how we kind of started out on emergency mode. And so we thought we were okay. But now that energy is dying off and our brains can't keep operating at that level, our bodies can't keep operating at that level, that things are changing. Now, for some of us, things are changing where we're coming into it and we're now being quarantined. And for some of us, we're leaving quarantine, right? So it's all different for all of us. As I say, we're all in the same storm, different boats. But the one thing I can ask myself daily to understand my level of commitment, my level of discipline, is imagining myself kind of on my deathbed. Am I going to wonder, quote, if I sort of stayed disciplined and committed, who could I have become? Would I be the person I am today, or would it be something else because I didn't do the thing, right? And I'm talking about this in all areas of life. A lot of you guys might pull out business, but I'm talking about relationships. I'm talking about family commitment, friend commitment, commitments to hobbies, okay? I'm talking about all of it. Commitments for me to experiences. I'm all about experiences because that is how I learn and grow, right? Did I do everything possible to live a life not of mediocrity, but one of a life on fire? And what does that really look like for me on my average best day, right? I talk about that too. We all can have the dream of the best day, right? What a life on fire might look like on the best day. But let's just talk about the average best day and what does it take to get there? So going from that last episode, I really wanted to drill down because if people are talking about, you know, really intelligent things. And again, I could give you a ton of easy fixes to your time management, to your productivity, to your organization. And in fact, I am hosting a free webinar every Friday and Saturday, Fridays at noon Eastern time, Saturdays at 10 a.m. Eastern time, just over the next 2 or 3 weeks, because I have been getting asked this. And I will post the links. If you're in my Facebook group, Thrive Tribe Global, you will see the links. Hopefully my assistant put them in there as an event. And you should see them in there for Friday and Saturday. If not, you can always email me, or if you're here, you can always look at the description and we'll have the links in there. But you have to remember that wherever you go, there you are. It's like you are the change you are seeking. Okay. The change isn't really, you want a different relationship, you want a different thing, you want life to be easy, you want all this stuff, right? It's really kind of within yourself. And so one way I think we can, you know, keep committed, keep a little bit disciplined is just doing that sort of, you know, not to be morbid, but that kind of deathbed question, right? You know, would I have been something different, better, more towards my goal, or would I just have been where I am now? And one of those questions really comes from the fact that if you had been more disciplined, stayed more committed, would something be different? Or do you feel like you're really playing at that level? Because as I also say, you know, our time is finite and we don't know how much we have. Okay. When you think about, oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to accomplish this, I'm going to become this thing, this person, this being, well, it's all future pacing, right? You're mentally saying you're not it right now. And I'm not saying be delusional and act like you're some kind of celebrity or something, but, you know, there is a state of being that you need to be right now, or you could be right now, to be that person, to be that thing, to be that entity, that whatever you want to call it, that you're looking to become, right? Even when you are doing things, you know, we'll do exercises in some of my groups about looking at decisions from a different perspective, because especially for my business groups, right? They're mom and pop startups and they're self-funding, and maybe they're coming from a place of not abundance, not of a different mindset, then they're making decisions from a different place. And I'm not going to say a wrong place, because that's a judgment call there. It's just different. And if you could make a decision from like your $300 million self, what would that look like? And I'm not talking about, are you going to buy the home or not? I'm talking about, do you think it's worth paying for this marketing? And how would you uncover who's the best, you know, person to help you with your marketing? The process would really be the same, right? But sometimes we cut that off because we're thinking, oh, I don't have $3,000, $5,000, $10,000, $500,000 for this right now. I'm not saying irresponsibly go commit to it if you don't have it, but really, really understand the perspective from which you're looking, right? So in the same way, it's kind of like, how disciplined, how consistent, how committed will you be to the things, the feelings, the outcomes that you're looking for, you know? And I think really a deeper point here is to stop living a life in a way that others will accept you, you know, especially for people who are dating, right? You know, this is kind of true for everybody. You kind of put your best self forward at first, and then over time, all the walls fall down. Well, if you're still operating in a way that you can't act this way because they might not like that, and then therefore they might break up with you, walk away from you, not love you, is actually the deeper thing. This could be your parents, your children, your friends, your significant other, whoever this is, then really check in with yourself and be honest. You know, it's still you looking for outside acceptance. And of course, we're humans, we need connection, right? No one's saying go drop everybody, drop your friends, drop your lives and relationships, but just be aware of what you're doing to yourself. And ask yourself the questions, because here, you know, I have a mentor and friend, you know, David Meltzer, who at one point in his life was acting like such a douchebag that all of his friends and family, even his estranged father, had to throw things in his way to show him that his behavior was unacceptable, right? And I'm sure at one point his ego probably went to this place falsely, a little bit falsely, right? Saying like, well, I don't need you anyway. But when it came to his really, really personal closest friend and people in his life that finally woke him up, he took a look at it, right? And that's all I'm saying is take a look at it. Take a look at it. You know, don't judge yourself like, are they right? Are they wrong? But just look at what you're doing, how you believe you're behaving. Is that really the standard that is okay based on your terms, right? And, you know, look, I mean, I've been told pretty much my entire lives that, you know, my entire life that my decisions were crazy. From the time I just randomly enlisted in the military to, you know, randomly deciding to go to law school. Now, of course, that's an educational decision. People back that one up more than they backed up my decision to randomly join the army. But, you know, even as I came out of that, you know, just in other people's opinions, randomly flying and moving to Miami after September 11th and getting a job down there as an attorney, all of these things seemed very sudden to outside people, but they really weren't for me. And if I had listened, I would not have had the journey I've had to bring me where I am and to continue on this journey. You know, there are people in my life still to this day, even though I own companies, tell me I need to go get a job, right? But I understand that that's not an insulting thing. It's coming from their own place of security, right? And so I get that. I just don't have to live that, you know, and I don't have to fit into your idea of who you believe I should be because you want me to be safe. You love me so much. You're inputting your ideas of what's going to be just right and good for me because that's your security blanket. I don't have to live into that. I just don't. And I never have. So sorry. But I know that it comes from a good place, right? It comes from their experience and what they were taught and a good place. And it makes a lot of sense too. Right? You own your own companies. You have to pay for your own insurances, health, life, benefits, you know, this old theory about these retirement benefits, which I'm not down with. And I played witness to it with my mom who would have retired almost a decade earlier, but her money was in the stock market, right? In a retirement fund. Poof, 2008 happened. And so, you know, I step back and I see these things and I just operate differently. And I'm not saying I operate right. I have no idea what right or wrong is. I don't care. I operate according to what I believe to be just right and good for me in that moment. Okay. And so I can come from that place, right? Like, as you guys know, I wrote the book, Becoming Unfuckwithable, that 3-part series, but that's what I'm talking about. I'm not saying you're an idiot, rude person and you're unfuckwithable. What I'm saying is that you can follow your inner core strength. And yeah, you know, you'll take a few hits. People outside, you will say things to you and you really have to question it, right? I always question when people say things to me, not in a way of, oh my God, I'm a horrible person because you think so, but in a question of, well, am I really? What does that look like to you? And why does that look like that to you? And is there something that maybe you're enlightening me to that maybe I want to change about myself? Because maybe I don't realize that it's coming off that way. Or looking that way, right? Because it's never my intention, but I'm sure I rub a lot of people the wrong way. It's not my intention. I am who I am. And part of that is, you know, other people's ideas, ideals, and perceptions. And some of that is simply maybe I'm doing something in a way that would be consistently feeling like obnoxious to other people. And maybe I don't want to do that anymore, right? But it's just a matter of questioning. It's a matter of mindfulness in some ways, right? And really just coming back in alignment with who I really am and would like to be in the world. So just talking about that, you know, because it kind of keys into what we talked or what I was talking about on the last episode where I was talking on the episode without a guest, talking about sort of, you know, coming from really finding that inner happiness, that happiness comes from within. And we all hear it. We all quote, know it. Oh yeah, it's from inside, not outside. But what does that really mean? How do you really get there? And so, you know, that's really kind of just talking about that a little bit further on this episode. I'm not going to live the life that other people dream for me. I'm going to really try to live the life I dream for myself by my own design, right? And I want to talk about comfort because this came up for me just chilling with my daughter and realizing certain things is that I wanted to just bring this front of mind for people. We're always told to go with our gut, go with our gut, trust our instincts, right? Very true. I 1000% believe that. But we have to understand and tune in deeply enough to that inner voice to understand the difference between our brain fighting us on change versus making the right decision for us. Because sometimes you're going to get that gut feeling. It's going to be hard and you're not going to want to do it. But a little fire was lit up inside you to make that decision, to try for it, to go for it. Right. And so when we face things, you know, where it becomes too hard, too costly, too this, too that, right, we might stop. And part of that is just our brain saying, oh no, unfamiliar territory. I do not know the outcome definitively. And therefore, not risking death, we're not doing this. I'm going to make you feel as shitty as possible when you head in that direction. So you stop going in that direction, right? Versus, you know, the difficulty of things that you do because they're new. There is a quote, painful process to it, if you look at it that way, right? If you're going to look at change as pain, then yes, you're going to have that. If you're looking at change as a fun little game, it becomes a little bit different. But again, this is all mindset stuff. This is all perception, perspective, the words you use. You know, some people are right now are so threatened by the economy, so threatened by, you know, all the change going on, all the social, you know, things going on and blah, blah, blah. Nah, this is awesome. And actually for me, the economy is going to be a fun little game that plays out. I wonder, I say it's just a game of, I wonder what's going to happen, right? With the US-China wars on all the IP. As a business owner, in some ways, I'm like, hell yeah, because, you know, hijacking all the, you know, the IP that we have versus, dude, what happens to open gates? Like, why don't we share information? Why isn't there some level of some things? And how much of a war does this really need to be? And can't the companies fight each other versus countries, right? And, you know, you might take that for those of you who are really, really deep in it as a really very surface ignorant thing. Trust me, I do look at it deeper. But you know, I'm just saying, like, you know, when people are worried about the stock market, when people are, you know, it's for me, it's step back and watch, because if you really understand business, there is an upside to every downside. And depending on your own mindset, that could be a good thing or a bad thing, right? I could tell you right now, there are people in my family that if I run around grabbing REO properties, they might think, well, that's horrible. Like, people are losing their homes and da da da. Well, you know, maybe, maybe not. I don't know. I know that I can make money off it. I know that money is not my top priority. If there were some way in which we can actually buy them, own them, and rent them back and still cover our mortgage, we would do that. But, you know, I mean, like, look, there's a million different ways to go about it. But just circling back to the point, I just wanted to bring into this episode, you know, kind of keying on to the thing that we talked about before about, you know, the change is really internal. It's never actually external. Your boyfriend doesn't have to change. Your best friend doesn't have to change. Your company doesn't have to change. You have to change. And I don't mean like you have to change to fit their model. You have to change your thinking, your perception, your ability to stay or leave, right? You know, you don't want to be that frog boiling in that pot where it's too late to leave, right? But really, really take a step back. And this is why I love coaches, coaching, you know, masterminds and groups, because to get that perspective outside of ourselves is huge. You know, that's what it's all about, is sort of having that disruptor in place, the one who can throw some monkey wrenches in your little idea of how it's supposed to look. I know as a coach, I remind my clients all the time, I'm not here to be your friend. I'm not here to pat you on the back. I'm not here to make you feel good about yourself, although I hope you do. When it comes to what I'm here for, it's breaking through your barriers, and that never feels good. That takes admitting stuff that you might have buried deep a long time ago. That takes, you know, stepping into that emotion and accepting it. That takes going back and looking at things from a different perspective. That takes the willingness to change and no longer leverage the bullshit. Sometimes we leverage the pain and it makes us who we are. Oh no, I'm the single mom and everything's been so hard and therefore I get to bitch. Oh no, I got divorced from the love of my life and I'll never find anything again like that. And therefore I can be, miserable or have bad dates, right? I mean, sometimes it becomes a part of us that it becomes such a part of our story that we can't give it up. We can't give it up. And there's a difference between telling your story and reliving it over and over and over again, right? And you know the difference because there's aspects in your life, I'm sure, that you can identify that where you've either done that or are still doing that. And that's not right or wrong. It just is. And if you like it, keep it. And if you don't, change it. You know, you'll hear me say that a lot. There's no judgment. You didn't do anything right or wrong. The question just becomes, is it bringing you to your happy end result or not? And there's no middle ground. There's a decision, even in the indecision, even in the decision not to do, there's a decision. And there's an action and there's an outcome. So everything, you know, everything that you make that decision on, and it kind of comes back to that question that when you ask yourself, hey, you know, if tomorrow I did not wake up and I'm up in the sky there, whatever your religion says, wherever you are, looking back at life, would I think that this day, yesterday, that I was disciplined and committed to bring me to the place that I wanted to be? Or could I have done better? Or could I, you know, would I have done anything differently? And it's not that, you know, I'm going to go back and fix the day, but maybe I'll try differently tomorrow if I'm blessed enough to wake up, right? And that's kind of it. I just really kind of wanted to bring that because I know that we were talking about how joy and happiness really comes from inside and what that really means. It takes a lot of work. It doesn't mean work is bad or hard or even, you know, quote unquote, difficult unless that's how you view it. It could be interesting. It could be challenging. You're breaking through barriers, right? You're breaking through these barriers that were once invisible, that your mind shut down and made invisible because it was too painful for you. And you're shining light on it. One, that never feels great. And then two, changing it, right? So that's kind of it. But there was a quote from somebody who said something to the effect of, the enemy of growth is the commitment to stay comfortable. And if you look at all of your big goals might be to get comfortable. When will I make enough money to be okay? When will I whatever? And then if you look at the dream life, it might be, oh, I finally get to relax, right? As you progress, you'll see that that's not really the dream life, actually. You'll see that the whole life is a nice, solid kind of, you don't need a vacation from it. Let's put it that way. And so that's kind of it. I don't know if you guys have any questions or comments. I am doing a productivity workshop, really. So if you guys are people like myself that have multiple companies, multiple projects, multiple things to get done for work at home, whatever that is, and you want to find a way to better organize that, get super crystal clear and be able to take those next actions, kind of kill that procrastination, kind of kill that shiny object syndrome, or the lack of kind of direction, I'll be hosting that every Friday and Saturday for the next couple of weeks. Again, Fridays, 12 noon Eastern. You can find it in my Facebook group, Thrive Tribe Global. And that's it. I will post it and I might talk to you guys, I guess not next week or the week after, but the week after that probably. I think I have a couple guests coming on. So that is it for this week. Thank you for joining me and I hope that you enjoyed today's show. If so, don't forget to rate it. If you guys have a pressing question, feel free to tweet me at CS Thrive or on Instagram at Thrive Tribe 3.14159. Again, I know that's a weird one. It's just pi. So it's Thrive underscore Tribe underscore 3.14159. Or of course, you can join me in Facebook at my free group, which is Thrive Tribe Global. If you just search groups and you enter in Thrive Tribe Global, you should see us there and you can join it for free. I answer your questions in there, but if you guys send me a question through there, I will be sure to answer it here on this podcast. And as always, if you're ever interested in advertising on the show, please contact the Believe Network at Believe, B-L-E-A-V, at believe.com. Thanks so much for joining me.
At Capella University, You'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.